Well, millions of Americans woke up today and found out that AT&T did not work. The entire AT&T cell phone network was down, and there are no phone calls that could be made across the country. Apparently, some other carriers were affected as well, but in a smaller way. The main hit of this was AT&T. Some people could send texts, but a lot of people didn't have any services at all, and phone calls were just down nationwide. This was, of course, the best possible free publicity for the satellite phone industry, as you can imagine. I called up Tina a few hours later from the satellite phone store and said, so, you know, what did you see? She said, oh, it was insane. We did our best sales day of the year because everybody called up, you know, after the phone started working again. And they said, gosh, you know, the satellite phones are the only thing that we can count on. And by the way, a lot of people who already own the satellite phones were thrilled to find out that, yeah, they still worked. You can still use your satellite phones. You can still use bivy sticks, even though AT&T was down. And this is a big reminder for all of us. It's no joke when I talk about backup communications and why it's important to have a plan and have satellite phones, if that's something that you can add to your preparedness supplies. Because when the cell towers go down, for whatever reason, and by the way, this may have been a cyber hack. We'll talk about that. When they go down, you need a way to communicate. You need to be able to tell people that you're okay. You need to be able to reach out to family members or coworkers or spouses or what have you. Check in on them. And even if it's just a bivy stick, that's two-way satellite-based text messaging. And it's very affordable, by the way. You can get those at sat123.com, S-A-T-123.com. But just to wrap up, yeah, Tina said that their phones were ringing off the hook after AT&T came back online, and people were wanting to get satellite phones. They realized this is it. I mean, it's the perfect reminder of why you can't count on the cell networks, because they can go down. Now, then the bigger question is, why did AT&T go down? Now, Alex Jones is reporting right now that this may have been linked to a communist China cyber hack event. And if so, this was probably a test run just to see if their theoretical hack could actually bring down the nationwide network. And it did. It did. And if indeed, if this was the Chinese, then they've just proven that they can take down America's infrastructure at will, at any moment. Now, there are other possibilities of this. If you don't believe that it's a Chinese cyber attack, it could have been a deep state attack on our own infrastructure from the U.S. deep state, you know, the intelligence community, preparing for a massive takedown, which would also take down the internet for most people. If they lose cell phone bandwidth, then, you know, that's the way most people actually access the internet these days. And there's a lot of AT&T backhaul lines that provide the backbone of the internet, and those can be taken down as well. A lot of that was disrupted. So there's also the possibility that this was just human error, like some goofball who didn't know what they were doing messed up the config file somewhere on some border router or something, and it started broadcasting garbage and took down the whole dang system. That can happen too. We don't know for sure if that's what this was, but that's certainly a possibility as well. And it speaks to the incompetence that is now rampant across our industries. And we've noticed this as well. So many people have been brain damaged by the vaccines that they're unable to function in their job roles. People have actually lost major IQ points. Even people who were once, let's say, IT professionals, after they took the vaccine, many of them lost the ability to do their jobs. And now they're just floundering. They don't know what to do. They're messing things up. We're seeing widespread problems across banking and finance, telecom, emergency communications, big tech, and of course, government. We're seeing a lot more outages, you know, bank outages, ATMs not working, comms not working. But you're probably also noticing this in the medical system. Have you noticed how chaotic the healthcare system has become, that nobody knows what they're doing in mainstream medicine? The insurance companies are totally incompetent at this point. They can't process claims, it seems. They don't know what they're doing. Car companies are churning out cars that are just full of defects, like crazy levels of defects. Dodge is under fire from shipping trucks that were just loaded with so many defects that They were even called unsafe to drive by Dodge itself. This is all an indication of the total downfall of society that's happening. This is the collapse that has been planned, that has been pushed. They pushed the bioweapons that cause lobotomies. They poison the population with these jabs. Plus, on top of that, they're poisoning people with pesticides and herbicides. They've got more toxins in the food supply. There was a lot of news this last week about how a huge percentage of Americans, quote, test positive for this one pesticide that's in oat-based products. And they named Cheerios, for example. They named an actual cereal that they said contained some of the residue of this pesticide that's in everybody's body, or nearly everybody's body at some level. Now, this is the mass poisoning of the human population. It's an extermination campaign. It's depopulation. It's also economic suicide or sabotage to take down the economies of Western nations. It's all part of the same agenda. So when you wake up and you see that AT&T doesn't work and telecom doesn't work, and the only thing that actually works are your satellite phones or your bivy sticks, you know, things that are alternative, then you know it's just another sign of the accelerating collapse of the system. And it's all by design. So do not be surprised as more of this occurs. You will see more failures in the banking system. You will see more failures across government and institution. You'll see more telecom failures. And ultimately, I think this is going to coalesce into the internet kill switch. They're going to take everybody offline, and the only tools that you'll be able to use are tools that you have offline. Now, will they take down the power grid? Perhaps, maybe only regionally. I don't think there's going to be a long-standing, you know, permanent takedown of the nationwide power grid, but I do think the power grid is going to fail in certain areas. And it may stay down for a matter of weeks in some areas, depending on exactly what happens. So be very, very cautious and prepared for off-grid survival. Now, in terms of off-grid survival, it's not good enough to just have a little bit of backup power, although that is a great idea. You need to have some solar capability. You need to have, you know, solar generators or some kind of backup power system. Maybe a diesel generator would be an even better idea. Oh, and by the way, if you want my recommendation on diesel generators, go with Kubota. Kubota is a Japanese brand. Their diesel generators are based on their diesel motors. They start very easily. Kubota has a very solid reputation for farm equipment and tractors and things like that that function really well. They always start. And if I were going to buy a standalone generator, it would be a Kubota generator. Of course, I have the Winco PTO generators that attach to the back of a tractor, and then you can just run them by running your tractor. That's the setup that I use because it's very versatile. Plus, it's good to have a tractor, right? But anyway, standalone generators go with Kubota if it's a diesel generator. And why diesel? Because diesel fuel stores for a very long time. It's very safe to store. It doesn't easily combust. You know, it's got a much longer shelf life, many, many years if you treat it correctly. So diesel's the way to go on that. But in terms of communications, obviously satellite phones and bivy sticks. Of course, our sponsor in that space, Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. But also think about local radios. You know, get yourself some Baofeng radios so you and your neighbors or in a small community, or if you're on a road trip, you can talk to each other in your cars. You know, short distances is all that's good for, but it does work. You can also get into ham radios, of course. That's a lot more technical, requires a lot more equipment. But using many different frequencies, including shortwave, you can communicate with people, you know, halfway across the planet if the conditions are right and you have the right equipment. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Now, I will mention here that we're about to release an AI tool, a large language model tool, and it's going to be available at brighteon.ai. That website's not up yet, but it will be. You'll be able to register to download it for free. And this model is being trained on off-grid survival skills related to food, nutrition, growing food, natural medicine, herbal medicine, things like that, even emergency dentistry. You'll be able to use that tool offline. as long as you have electricity and a computer. Your computer will need to have 16 gigabytes of RAM, most likely, in order to use the model locally, but you'll be able to download it. It's about an 8 gig download, something like that. It might be a little bit smaller, might be 5, 6, 7 gigs. We don't have the final size yet, but it'll be under 8 gigs or at 8 gigs. You'll be able to download it. You'll be able to run it locally, and you will be able to query it and ask it questions about survival skills and growing food and all kinds of things. That's going to be a very important tool for people when the internet kill switch is activated, and that's coming. That's one of the reasons that we're working so hard on this tool in order to provide an open source, free, downloadable, offline solution for people. And also it allows you to query the model without anybody spying on you. So there's nobody surveilling your queries. It's not going to the cloud. You can ask it whatever questions you want. And, you know, it doesn't know everything. And some of the answers might be experimental. It may not give you perfect answers on everything because these language models are not yet perfect. Sometimes they make mistakes. So use it with caution. But the bottom line is this is going to be a really valuable technology for people to use in an off-grid situation. And that's what's coming. Now, by the way, consider what's going to happen to your assets when the kill switch is activated and everything stops working in terms of comms. Think about that. What's going to happen? Because all your assets in the banking system and in the stock market and all the NVIDIA stock that you just bought that just skyrocketed, you're welcome. All that's going to vanish because you won't be able to access it. So when the digital system goes down, what's real money going to consist of? Real money is going to be, you know, physical gold and silver in your hands. And it's going to be things like bullets and seeds and things that you might be able to barter, or emergency medicine or iodine or what have you. So think about this. I know you are. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably already way better prepared than most in all these things. But think about why it's important to have gold and silver. Think about goldbacks, if that's appropriate for you. Check it out at verifiedgoldbacks.com. A very popular solution for people. They love the goldbacks because they contain real physical gold embedded in them. That's our affiliate site, or our sponsor in that space is the Treasure Island Company at metalswithmike.com. If you want to check them out, you can check out their prices in real time. Just go there, and at the top of the site, just pull down what kind of coins you're looking for. They'll give you real-time prices based on the current market price, you know, spot price plus premium for gold and silver coins. And you get them delivered into your hands. I mean, it's just on and on. Think about emergency medicine. What are you going to need when the hospitals aren't functioning? And they're not going to function when the health insurance systems do not function. You know, without the internet, hospitals cannot function today. Without the internet, banks cannot function. Without the internet, 911 services cannot function. What are you going to do for self-defense and safety of your home and your community? You know, I hope you have some firearms. I hope you have, you know, maybe look at body armor if that's legal for you and appropriate for your situation. You know, check it out. Think about these things. Get prepared. The systems are breaking down. AT&T is just the latest failure, but it's not the last failure. There will be a lot more yet to come. Banks are going to go down. Deposits are going to vanish. Nations will fall. And the nations that are being undermined the most and sabotaged the most are Western nations. So will the United States of America even exist in the next few years? I mean, I don't think as currently structured that I don't think it's going to be the same. I think the United States of America will still be around, but it's going to be very different. And when the dollar collapses, then, you know, there's going to be a giant default. And when the government goes broke and can't pay its bills, what do you think is going to happen? It's going to be a collapse of centralized power and control. And you're probably going to see secession and breakups. You know, you're going to see maybe civil war. It's not clear yet how this is going to unfold, but it is clear that we have to be ready for infrastructure failures, you know, telecom, food, medicine, money, internet, all that. All right, so keep on getting prepared. It's the right thing to do. Today just proved it yet again. prove you got to have backup comms. Otherwise, you're going to be just out of luck. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, Brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. Today's segment is brought to you by Goldbacks, which is what I'm holding in my hands right here. This is a stack of Goldbacks, and these contain actual verified physical gold in every one of the Goldbacks. These are labeled ones, and they contain 1/1000th of a troy ounce of gold. It's actually built into the note itself. You can find more information about this at my website, verifiedgoldbacks.com, which is our affiliate site. We do earn a small percentage on your purchases here that helps support the program. This shows my laboratory testing results where I tested using a kiln method and an ICP-MS mass spec method and also an acid stone method. I tested the gold mass, there it is on an analytical balance, and the gold purity for each of the different bills that are available here, the denominations. Now, Goldbacks are available in ones, fives, tens, 25s, and 50s. And what's amazing about them is that they make gold spendable and highly divisible. You know, normally you can't take a gold coin and just hand somebody 1/1000th of a coin. That's almost impossible to carry out. But with Goldbacks here, I can do that. This is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold in my hands, verified. I know the gold is actually in here. You can melt it down and get the gold. And so I can give this to somebody as a gift or as payment or in exchange, and it makes gold spendable. And unlike crypto, it doesn't require the power grid to function, doesn't require the internet to function. This is off-grid money. It's outside the banking system, and it doesn't require electricity to function. This is a stack of 100 of the Goldback ones, and you can buy these stacks at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Let me show you actually the recovery percentages here. If you scroll down, oh, there's some of the gold foil that you get when you melt a 50. That's what it looks like in my hand there. This is one of the kilns that we use. And continuing, here's the recoveries right here. We recovered 102% on the minimum and about 107% maximum from these Goldback bills. So in every case, we recovered more than 100%. And that's what these masses are here. Phase two, this is the final mass. And it shows you how that's more than what was expected. So you're actually getting all the gold that's promised and a little bit more. And here's the purity numbers. We found very small parts per million traces of magnesium, iron, copper, zinc, silver, and lead, which shows that this is over 24 karat gold. And by the way, this is always very common in gold. You're going to get some impurities, and that's why it's called 24 karat and not 100% pure gold. Anyway, we did acid stone test results and so on. You can check out all of this at verifiedgoldbacks.com. Get these into your hands. They're gorgeous to look at. People absolutely love them. They love them as gifts. And again, it's instantly spendable assets with real physical gold in them, which means you don't have to have, you know, faith and trust in a government for these to hold value. No government issues these. No government even recognizes them as currency. No, they're gold, which transcends every government and has outlasted every government in the history of the world. Gold will be here when the dollar collapses. Gold will be here when the yen collapses, when the euro collapses, when the United States of America as a government collapses. Gold will still be here and gold will still hold value. So do your own research. Don't take this as financial advice, of course. I'm not your financial advisor, but I'm adding these to my own preparedness activities because I recognize the practical utility of these. And in my experience, everybody that I've handed them to has instantly recognized their value. And frankly, they want more of them. So check it out, verifiedgoldbacks.com. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.